ये है SBS रेडियो पॉडकास्ट सेटलमेंट गाइड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में जिंदगी गुजारने से मुतालिक मालूमात, मसाइल और कहानियाँ SBS उर्दू की जानिब से। गर्मियों के आते ही लोग बड़ी तादाद में समंदर का रुख करते हैं और तफरीही सरगर्मियों में साहिल पर वक्त गुजारना पसंद करते हैं, लेकिन इस मौके पर हिफाजती इकदामात का ख्याल रखना लाजमी है। ऐसे में समंदर पर मौजूद मुहाफिजों के लिए कुछ मुश्किलात भी पैदा होती हैं। अंग्रेज़ी ज़बान पर अबूर ना होने के बायस कुछ लोगों तक हिफाजती पैगामात नहीं पहुंच पाते, जिससे उनकी जान को भी ख़तरा लाहक हो सकता है। पिछले 10 सालों में 1000 के करीब अफराद पानी में डूबकर हलाक हुए और क्वींसलैंड में डूबने वालों में आधे या तो वो लोग हैं जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया आकर हाल ही में बसे हों या बैनुल अक्वामी सयाह हों। रॉयल लाइफ सेविंग सोसाइटी ऑस्ट्रेलिया के मुताबिक जिन ममालिक के अफराद में डूबने का ख़तरा ज़्यादा है उनमें चीन, भारत, जनूबी कोरिया और मलेशिया शामिल हैं। सर्फ लाइफ सेविंग क्वींसलैंड ने हाल ही में पानी में महफूज रहने पर एक किताबचा मुतारफ करवाया है जिसका तर्जुमा मुख्तलिफ जबानों में किया गया है। कोस्टल सेफ्टी ऑफिसर चैंटल फीफ इसके बारे में कहते हैं,
The trial is actually going really, really well. We only just introduced the book for the first week of summer, and our dawn patrol down on the Gold Coast actually utilized the booklet to speak to about 15 Korean people who were actually going in to enter the water, and they could easily communicate to the official to say that they're not allowed to swim in this spot, that they need to swim between the flags and directing them down to that safe place.
Australia mein sahile samandar par har waqt muhafiz maujood nahi hote, aur Chantal Faith ka kehna hai ki wo log jo tairaki mein maharat nahi rakhte sirf usi waqt sahil ka rukh karein jab wahan koi muhafiz maujood ho.
The main things when going down to the beach is finding the flags and swimming between them, but as well also swimming during patrol times. So that's a big indicator where we want to swim when there's a life-saving or a lifeguard service down there, and only actually swim at patrol beaches. You're guaranteed to stay nice and safe, and if you have any troubles or you do get stung by a jellyfish, you can come up and see the lifeguards or the lifeguards, and they'll help you when you do go down there.
पानी और लहरों का तेज बहाव हलाकतों की एक बड़ी वजह है। सिडनी यूनिवर्सिटी के स्कूल ऑफ जियोसाइंसेस के डॉक्टर जैक मैकेरल का कहना है कि पानी के बहाव का अंदाजा लगाना समंदर में नहाने से पहले बेहद जरूरी है।
Looking for a rip current, standing up high, looking for the dark areas where there's no wave breaking. They're narrow, fast flowing offshore flows from the shoreline towards offshore where the waves are breaking. And most commonly, the reason we find rip currents is in channels between shallow bars. So you get more wet water coming onshore over the bars as waves break. And very simply, what's happening, that water gets pushed onshore and it runs back out through the deep rip channel.
वो ये भी कहते हैं कि तैराकी उस सूरत में की जाए जब मुहाफिज मौजूद हों।
Look for a place to swim where the waves are going to be as small as possible, because the waves are the things that force the rip currents. So the bigger the waves, the stronger the rips, and it's just more dangerous to swim anyway in larger waves. If you get into trouble, if you notice that you're being taken offshore and you realize that you're caught in a rip, is to simply put your hand up, stay afloat, get somebody's attention, and try to remain calm until you're rescued.
रॉक फिशिंग ऑस्ट्रेलिया में खतरनाक तरीन खेल समझा जाता है। रॉयल लाइफ सेविंग सोसाइटी न्यू साउथ वेल्स के मुताबिक जुलाई 2000 से जून 2007 तक शौकिया मछली पकड़ने के दौरान 17 लोग डूबकर हलाक हुए। रॉयल लाइफ सेविंग सोसाइटी के नेशनल मैनेजर फॉर एक्वेटिक रिस्क क्रेग रॉबर्ट्स इस बारे में कहते हैं,
Persons who want to participate in rock fishing need to do so and get the right safety equipment and ensure that they're the right location. Simple things like telling a friend and going with a friend of where you're going, making sure you're wearing cleats or the appropriate footwear, wearing a life jacket at all times, not just when you're in the water, but also on the edge of the water when you're fishing, so that if you do fall in, you can stay afloat until emergency assistance arrives.
उनका ये भी कहना है कि मछली पकड़ने से पहले हिफाजती इक़दामात से वाकिफ होना जरूरी है।
Making sure what the weather conditions are, both from a meteorology point of view, but also from a surf point of view or from an ocean point of view. Rock fishing is a sport that the tides and the waves are one of the key factors that drag people into the water, causing death and drowning.
Dr. Jack McGarrell भी इसी बात से मुत्तफिक हैं।
It is certainly a very dangerous sport. It's advised to look at the wave conditions before you go out and make sure the waves are below a certain level, say 1 to 1.5 metres. When the waves are large and clean, the sort of big waves that surfers like, you can get breaks between the waves where they're flat for a while and then they get very large every 5 minutes or so. So those type of days where the waves are very large and clean can be particularly dangerous for rock fishers.
Lekin migrant community ke liye samandar nahi, darya zyada khatarnak hai.
It's often the calm still waters above the river that look like it's safe, but it's usually underneath the water. Snags, trees, branches, things like that underwater, as well as your rip currents, which are often quite dangerous and are causing accidents and people to drown.
Craig Roberts ka kehna hai ki darya mein tairaki se pehle apne mahol ka jayaza lena na bhoolein.
One of the key things is to make sure you walk in the river. Ask the locals about what is the dangers of the rivers. Be aware that there are dangers underneath the water. Wear a life jacket, learn CPR, and always swim with someone else.
Isi tarah swimming pool mein bhi ehtiyat lazmi hai. Craig Robert ye bhi kehte hain ki kisi bhi hangami halat se nimatne ke liye CPR dene ki salahiyat ho to behtar hai.
An important factor of saving anyone's life is getting early access to the person who is drowning, and then the next step is early CPR. We'd encourage everyone to obtain a CPR certificate and learn CPR skills. It may be your family or your family friend who you may have to save one day.
ये थी SBS रेडियो पॉडकास्ट. सेटलमेंट गाइड से मुतालिक मजीद कहानियों के लिए sbs.com.au/urdu पर जाइए.